It's Chris and the Crew, 705. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So big Eagles-Giants game tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Boss Brian sent us an email yesterday, which is interesting. I thought we'd do it today. He sent us a stat. So this new survey says that almost one in two New Jersey residents say that supporting a rival sports team is a dating deal breaker.
That's a lot of people. And I would
imagine for Eagles-Giants, I would imagine PA is even more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're thick in Eagles country.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
you need a Giants fan.
We're right at that, straddling that line. You know, you go 10 miles to the north from where physically we are, and it almost becomes Giant country.
Central Jersey is definitely that sports line where you've got some Giants fans.
On the wrong side of the line. A Giants fan, you know?
So anybody dating somebody that likes the opposite team, like any Giants fans dating an Eagles fan or any Eagles fans dating a Giants fan, how does this look in your house tonight? Like, are you crap talking each other? Do you not watch the game in the same room? Do you just agree to disagree and not talk about it? Like, if I was a diehard Eagles fan, like, I know brothers and sisters that are on opposite sides of this, Eagles and Giants, mm-hmm. but not like a partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this would be tough. I mean, are you making couple-y bets tonight?
I think some fun bets would be probably the good scenario. I can imagine like absolute trash talk.
I could see people though. I truly could. And I would love to see if this has ever happened. Prove me right. Prove me wrong. If when you're out there in the dating pool and this comes up, is it truly in that moment before you even get together, a deal breaker
Are you passing her by because she's a Giants fan?
You saw a picture of her wearing a Giants hat? No.
Yeah.
In my house, we bleed green.
I'm dying to know, like, who's in a couple that you guys like opposite sports teams? 609-243-9778. Or you can put your answers in the 94.5. To almost one in two New Jersey residents say that supporting a rival sports team, a dating deal breaker. And of course, we have Eagles-Giants tonight.
Tonight's tonight. It could be a deal breaker.
And I can imagine this stat is even higher in Pennsylvania. I mean, New Jersey, we kind of have both Eagles and Giants fans. Pennsylvania, I mean, you're thick in Eagles country, right?
I would assume so. Yeah, like this side of PA, yeah.
I can imagine, like, you're not even shaking a hand of a Giants fan if you live in Pennsylvania.
Having said that, I mean, in theory, tonight's maybe I'm getting into trash talking. Tonight's game shouldn't be that close. One team is significantly better to start the season. I think the Giants fans might be a little quieter.
So we're dying to hear, like, how this looks in your house if you are dating a Giants fan. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tina in Northeast Philly on the line. All right, Tina, you're the Eagles fan, right?
Yes, and my boyfriend is a Giants fan.
Oh boy, how does this work? Do you sit with each other? Do you sit with your team jerseys on, like across the room, and throw things at each other? Like, how does this work?
We actually make the best of it. We make it like competitive, and it's fun to trash talk. Especially when the Giants were better, it was a lot funner. But now that they're such trash, it's so much easier. And I just tell them, like, come to the green side, it's okay, you can come over here.
How did you guys meet? Like, when you met, did this come up like early in your first couple of dates?
Yeah, were you like, uh-oh?
No, actually, he was a Giants fan and I knew it from day one, and he used to be so mad that he wouldn't talk to me if they lost the game.
Yeah,
even
guys,
if they didn't play us,
guys are worse than women.
For a few hours, like, after it was like really funny. He's gotten a lot better with it, with the anger issues, but but I just always am a great trash talker when it comes to our Philly team. So
in Philly, we know how to trash talk like no other.
I love it. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Mount Holly. Jimmy, is this a deal breaker?
I don't think it would be a deal breaker. No, I'm not, but I'm not that big of a fan. So like, I watch football, but I'm not like a diehard fan.
Now I'm in the app chat. Adriana in Willow Grove says that my daughter is married to a Giants fan. He's perfect, except that tiny flaw.
Tiny flaw.
Tiny Kristen flaw.
In Yardley said she's been married to a Giants fan for 21 years. She's an Eagles fan.
Oh,
all their
gosh.
Kids split their loyalties. Her husband is taking their son tonight to the game for his 14th birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
He's mortified because their son is going to wear an Eagles sweatshirt. By the way, happy birthday, Evan. I hope the Eagles win for you there.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah, so tell us what you're thinking in the 94.5 PST app chat. home looking for a job, you don't really have to go far. There's a new trend we're about to tell you about. It's Chris and the Crew. We're Chris and Joe. I kind of think if this whole radio thing doesn't work out for you, Joe, this is your plan.
Well, we've called up my mother.
We have Joe's mom on the line. Good morning, Rhodes.
Good morning, all.
All right, Mommy, I have a big question for you. You ready?
Oh, no. I'm ready.
Mommy, can I move home?
Joe, I love you dearly, son. But I don't know if we could live together ever, ever again.
How did I know she was going to say this? So, Rose, Joe's mom, let me tell you about this new trend. So it's called hub sons, because, you know, a lot of working women now, it's kind of trendy to have like a stay-at-home husband. But in case you don't have a stay-at-home husband, because, I mean, you're working, you're a busy woman. So these sons, either they quit their jobs or maybe they don't have a job and can't find a job. So they're moving home and he's going to become your like stay-at-home son. So he's going to make things a heck of a lot easier for you. He'll do your laundry. He'll cook for you. He'll clean for you.
Can I ask you whose son? Because that wouldn't be Joe.
I know. We'll have to train him a little bit if he's going to do this. Because, I mean, you should, you know as well as I do, he's a mess.
He is definitely not trainable for me anyway.
Wait, I mean, you've only spent, you know, you've only done half your work on me. You figure, you know, I'm about midway through now. So you got a couple more years. You got to train me up on how to clean, on how to cook. And
you run the errands. Like,
Before, I have a better idea.
Oh.
How about if Mommy moves in with you and you could take care of me. You could cook for me. You could feed me and I'll stay at home.
I don't think that'll work either.
I don't have to pay rent then.
Listen to the negotiations going on here.
I don't think that'll work either.
This whole stay-at-home husbands trend thing. I mean, mommies are loving it because they love being with their baby boys.
Most mommies like being with their baby boys 24/7. Mom, well, I'm a baby.
Not this mommy.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, we are ready. An 8-day winning streak is pretty good for Chris Rollins on a game called Can't Beat Chris. But today's the day we beat her. We end it here. Good morning, PST. Who's this? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Kate. I'm from Hopewell.
Kate, what are you doing in Hopewell this morning?
I'm getting ready to send my kids off to school.
All right, well, that's a good day. How old are the kids?
Aw.
7 and 2.
All right. 2-year-old's probably not helping much with Can't Beat Chris.
7-year-old might, though.
7-year-old might be. All right.
7-year-old's helping me right now.
All right, Chris. We'll see you in a few minutes. All ready?
Good luck, guys.
All right, Kate. We're going to ask you 3 questions. Chris won't hear your answers. Here we go. Your quiz starts now. Question number 1. Taylor Swift revealed that her favorite song right now is Tate McRae's song Tit for Tat. What country is Tate McRae from?
Ooh, goodness. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go with USA.
Are we locking in USA?
Yes, lock it in.
We've locked in USA. Question number 2. Kelly Clarkson's back with a new season of her talk show. What reality show has she been a judge on?
The Voice. Lock it in.
And the 3rd and final question. John Lithgow just gave us our first look as Dumbledore in an upcoming project. What show will he be starring in as Dumbledore?
Harry Potter. Lock it in.
All right. I will tell you, Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday online. Al'sAirportInn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Christine.
Hey there.
Rollins, you ready?
Why the Christine?
When you're in trouble,
I feel like I'm in trouble.
We'll see how this goes for you, okay, Chris. All right. Chris, question number 1. Here we go. Taylor Swift just revealed that her favorite song right now is Tate McRae's song Tit for Tat. Mm-hmm. What country is Tate McRae from?
She's from Canada.
You said Canada? Kate said the USA? Canada is the correct answer. Chris is out to a 1-0 lead. Kate, you getting stressed?
Yeah, I'm stressed.
Here we go. Question number two. Kelly Clarkson's back with a new season of her talk show. What reality show has Kelly Clarkson been a judge on?
Oh, I was about to say the one that she was on. Mm-hmm. The Voice.
The Voice is correct. You both said it. You both got it. So Chris 2, Kate 1. Could come down to a tie if Chris ekes it out here on the final question. Let's see. John Lithgow has given us our first look at him as Dumbledore in an upcoming project. What series is he starring as Dumbledore in?
Harry Potter.
You both said Harry Potter. You're both correct. That means Chris does end the day victorious with a score of 3. Kate, that means you only got 2.
Good job, Chris.
You do have to give us that phrase of shame.
Yes, I'm Kate, and I can't beat Chris.
I get it. All right.
Close.
We got you a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers when they hit the Prudential Center this November. They're coming back with their Greetings from Your Hometown tour due to popular demand this November. Tickets on sale right now at jonasbrothers.com. But hang on, Kate.
940 and 940 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Taylor Swift's takeover of late night TV is complete now. She was on Late Night with Seth Meyers last night. She was dishing on all kinds of things. She talked about how Travis mistook, like an embarrassing moment. She talked about how he mistook Hugh Grant's wife for Greta Gerwig during one of the London Eras Tour shows. You know, he made a Barbie joke, was surprised she didn't react. He was drunk, Joe. Like, listen to this.
Baby, that you complimented Hugh Grant's wife, Anna, on her movie Barbie, said, I'm just Ken, too. And she politely nodded because she didn't have the heart to tell you. She didn't direct it.
Can you imagine? But he was all drunk, just having a good time and stuff. So she's like, yeah. So one of the former Real Housewife, Bethany Frankel, is kind of dragging the Swifties. What's up with this?
Really? Bethany?
She told Swifties to get an F in life, actually. get an F in hobby is what she said. Instead of making Taylor their entire identity. She was just TikTok. Did you see? I'm surprised you didn't see it. It was on TikTok.
Doesn't she know that there are people that make the housewives their entire being? I mean, I know a bunch of people that the housewives are their entire being. So, like, without that being their hobby, she wouldn't have a career in housewifing.
She said, what has happened to everyone? That's what she said on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
So, the USDA, this is pretty serious, actually. If you get HelloFresh meals, you got to take a look at what you're getting. They could be contaminated with Listeria. The USDA is warning you that some of the ready-to-eat meals could contain spinach that was tainted by, you know, like bacteria. So the meals are the cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and the unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. And this could be stuff that you even get in the mail tomorrow, like September 6th through tomorrow. So if you get these meals, just throw them out. And okay, so what are the best ways to look busy at work? I don't know who's bored at work anymore. Everybody's doing like triple what they used to do. But anyway, if you feel like you got to look busy so the boss kind of doesn't realize you're not doing anything, the number one thing you can do is organize your desk again. Send yourself emails so you're hearing the noise and then you're typing back.
Dear sir, you're doing a great job today. Anything.
Yeah, right. Constantly checking your calendar. Open a bunch of tabs on your computer so you look like you got a lot going on. Update your LinkedIn profile. There's all kinds of stuff you can do.
The only one of those I wouldn't advise is actively updating your LinkedIn profile. It's going to imply you're looking for a job.
Maybe if they can't see your screen or something like that. But repeatedly checking your emails, that's the good one. All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right. So you ready here? We've got two of our listeners.
Will and Meg, right? They're here. And they had a fight recently. And I think Will's calling her out for some sketchy behavior, right, Chris?
Will, tell everybody what she did.
She used ChatGPT to fight with me.
That is so 2025 of you, Meg.
It is, isn't it? I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. When we fight, I get too emotional to think sometimes. So I know what I want to say, but I can't get it out.
All right. So I'm trying to picture how this works out. Like, mid-fight, are you opening your laptop and pulling up ChatGPT just to get the fight out?
Well, no. It's kind of a lingering fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been fighting about this for a while. It's not like a one-night thing. It's been going on for weeks. So, yes, it was on my laptop.
Yeah, and I saw it on her laptop.
Wait, so what are you guys fighting about for weeks? I have to ask.
I mean, it's over a stupid vacation. We're going away in February, and I want to go someplace warm, and she wants to go skiing.
Well, if it's so stupid, maybe we shouldn't go then.
See, here we go again.
It's winter. We should go skiing.
Why would we go away to go skiing? We can do that here all winter. Okay, let's go to an island where it's warm and sunny. Okay, and everybody here is freezing.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Okay, this is not why we called it.
So I randomly used her laptop because, you know, mine was charging, and I saw ChatGPT and her search. So I went on, and she had put in convincing husband to go on a ski trip instead of a beach trip. and there was also how to convince my husband to watch romantic movies.
I gotta give it to you though, Meg. That's actually kind of clever.
That's funny.
Thank you.
And you know, am I not worth your thoughts? Right, a computer has to help you communicate with me, right? Come on, that's not right.
Okay, like I said, I get too emotional and I forget what I want to say. It helps me communicate with you, like actually.
That's why we're here, Chris. I want to know who's right on this one.
This is an interesting one. All right, you two hold on. We're going to get votes from everybody, and then we're going to bring you back on, and then we're going to tell you who got the most votes and who's coming out victorious in this fight. Okay, guys? So hang on for me. You know,
so to be clear, we're voting on can she use ChatGPT in their fights, or are we voting on should they go on a ski or a beach trip?
No, not ski beach trip. I think is it right for her to have consulted ChatGPT? Okay. I have to say, as a woman, I'm on her side with this because I have been in the same situation that when John and I are fighting, when my husband and I are fighting, I will think of things afterwards that I should have said and I'm so mad about it. You know what I mean? But I don't know how it works like when in the moment, like you just picking up your phone and being like, let me just look at that.
I think you have to prep a little or step away and be like, hey,
I think you would have to step away. You know what I mean?
But this is interesting.
It is interesting. And I think that communication is one of the hardest things in a relationship. I mean, I've been married for a long time. We still have some trouble communicating every now and then. So if you need a little help, I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think I'm on the side of don't use it. I'm on his side. But is using ChatGPT any different than asking a friend for advice?
I don't think so. So I'm all for it.
Like, because every couple airs their dirty laundry with those they choose. So like when you and your partner have a fight, you're asking your friends.
So he's saying it's wrong because she's not using her own thoughts to communicate with him. But I don't know. Maybe it's hard for her to get her own thought. Like she said, she's emotional when they're fighting. And maybe this, I don't see anything wrong with this. Whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call now. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Hello. Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
All right, we're in Cruise Court here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris.
And Joe.
My buddy Joe over here. So Will and Meg are fighting about ChatGPT. They were fighting. It was like a lingering fight. It didn't happen like in one night. And she consulted ChatGPT to fight with him. Like, how do I convince my partner to go on? So she wants to go on a ski trip this winter. He thinks, why would we go away on a ski trip when we can ski here? I mean, right, the Poconos are here. He wants to go to an island when it's cold here. He wants to be sunny and warm. They've been fighting about this. He caught her. He saw her laptop. He was using her laptop when his was charging and saw that she said, how do I convince my boyfriend or husband? Are they married, Joe?
I think just dating.
How to go on a ski trip. He's annoyed. He's like, use your own thoughts to fight with me, basically. Don't consult a computer. So what do you think?
Whose side are we on?
I'm on the app chat. And Shireen Princeton says, what about a therapist? ChatGPT is now the friend mom therapist. I'm on his side, she says.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Steve in Yardville says, good morning, crew. I just got to say, I'm definitely on his side with this matter. It's a sad thing that we have to rely on AI to express our feelings.
Interesting. Giselle in Burlington, her side, though, sounds like she's using ChatGPT to get suggestions and not really in the middle of an argument. It's almost like how you cohesively combine your thoughts. But it does seem a little manipulative. It really does to me.
I don't know. May in Pittsburgh says I'm on her side. Why not use a helpful tool? He could use it, too.
I guess it's that's
so
true.
Back and forth.
But, Chris, are we really hitting an age, which maybe we are, about to hit an age where your ChatGPT is going to be fighting my ChatGPT chat?
I know how it sounds. Chelsea in Piscataway checked in and she said, I'm on her side. We're in 2025. Helps her get her thoughts together. Mm. I know what you're saying. It's so crazy.
Because it's not really, you're not really yourself. Listen, we should give our partners a little grace if they're emotional in a fight. And that would be on Will to have a little bit of grace for her, knowing that Meg isn't great at that.
All right, let's bring them back on. This is so super close. Joe, you want to tally up those last?
Yeah, I got it here. I got a couple more coming in here.
Just came in right now. Okay, Will and Meg, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is, it's going to be your final decision, right?
Have we?
Yes. Maybe we should consult ChatGPT about this. No, it is so
It's really
close,
but 56% are actually on your side, Meg. So are allowed to keep using ChatGPT. Yes. I knew you were going to say that. I was like, she's getting ahead of herself there. She's like, oh, crap. But no. ChatGPT can continue to be used in your fights.
Okay, great. Well, it's on now, babe.
And there is two app chats that both vote for the, however, there's two app chats that legit vote for the beach trip, not the ski trip.
Yeah,
so
I think
you should
that
take that on. You should take that into consideration too, Meg.
Thanks for calling, guys.
That's an argument for another day.
Yeah. But this new trend is the stay at home son trend. And they're also calling them, they've also been referred to as hub sons.
Love that.
Like the stay-at-home hubsons. Instead of stay-at-home husband, it's a son that stays at home. Listen, some moms are loving this. They've got their baby boy at home. Although we called Joe's mom last hour when she was on her way to work and she was like, nah.
That's because as she pointed out, I'm not great at the the skills that being a stay-at-home anything would require.
Yeah, so the trend is that while you're looking for a job, sometimes you may have to move home, or to save some money while you're unemployed, you move home, you move in with your mom who's working, and you do all the household stuff and kind of earn your keep. Basically, you run the errands, you do the laundry, you do the cooking, you do the cleaning. Some sons are actually getting really into this and like, why do I even have to work?
I can see it.
You know what I mean? Joe, I figured this would be a great gig for you if this radio thing doesn't work out, but you're not the best
Listen,
at cleaning.
Chris, even if this radio thing is working out, the idea of going home, zero stress, I've been trying to find a man that would make me a stay-at-home husband. That hasn't worked. Well, so stay-at-home son, whatever that is.
Your mom said no.
My mom did say no.
She said she'll move in with you and she'll take care of you. But she also said, I don't know if we can live together anymore.
We can't, actually. I'm at that point in my life where I can't.
Not good.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Taylor Swift completed her late night jaunt last night. She was on Seth Meyers. And, you know, she was dishing about all kinds of things. She talked about how Travis mistook Hugh Grant's wife for Greta Gerwig during one of the London Eras tour stops, Joe. He made like a Barbie joke. He was drunk. Made like a Barbie joke. You got to listen to this.
Baby, that you complimented Hugh Grant's wife, Anna. On her movie Barbie, said, I'm just Ken too, and she politely nodded because she didn't have the heart to tell you. She didn't direct it.
Yeah, how do you tell the most famous boyfriend in the world, you're wrong? You don't.
I guess that is a little, it's something that she kind of has to catch him up on. Is that he knows obviously a lot of sports stars, but he probably doesn't know a lot of Hollywood stars like she does.
No.
So she's got to get him up to speed, I guess. That's pretty funny. So Starbucks has just launched three new creamers and modeled after, some of their popular menu items. There's the birthday cake pop, Raspberry vanilla and the chocolate Java mint flavors are exclusively at Walmart, so you can up your coffee game in the morning. So M&M's, do you remember last year? They may have actually done this for a couple of years. They do the Halloween rescue squad so you don't, you know, run out of your candy. Well, they're doing it again. It's back. Oh, for the third year, it says. So they basically swoop in to refill empty candy bowls for free. So starting at 5 o'clock on Halloween night, anyone in a like GoPuff delivery zone can call for a candy rescue and get it delivered in an hour. It's pretty funny, actually. You can get some candy delivered right to your house. And Joe, I know how you feel about neighbors. You really don't care about good neighbors, but you're not in the majority. 82% say it's important to them to have good neighbors.
That's fine.
I totally agree.
That's totally fine.
Totally agree with this.
Don't live, do not live next to me anywhere because I will not communicate with you.
He won't even talk to you. He won't even look at you, actually.
Zero need. You know what neighbors want? Money and time.
Oh,
they want your time.
Stop. They want your friendship,
they
too.
They want your time and energy. I'm good.
Get out of here. All right, there's the scoop. All right, do you think you're smarter than the crew? You can play along here. We're going to do crew or false on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Joe. Joe, I'm going to ask you. Well, they're not really questions. They're just kind of statements.
All right.
And you have to tell me whether the statement is crew, meaning true, obviously.
Okay.
Or false. It's a bunch of crap.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm really good at random knowledge like this because I do all trivia.
I know. Well, we'll see about that. All right. So the first one is elephants are afraid of mice.
Ooh.
Talk it out.
Well, they eat... I don't know. They eat mice. They might. Everything eats mice, I feel like. So
everything eats mice.
This is where I wish I watched more Disney movies because I bet this is actually answered in Dumbo.
What?
And I've never seen it. But I would guess. I would guess no. False.
You are correct. It is false.
Yeah.
It's a myth. It's a myth. Elephants aren't particularly afraid of mice.
Sure, they're not particularly afraid of much. They're okay. Freaking elephants.
You ready for the next one? This is a little creepy. Dead bodies can get goosebumps.
Yes. Crew.
How do you know this, Joe?
I've heard this before.
He is correct.
I've heard this before.
That is crew. Actually, I'll tell you, the muscles that control hair follicles can still like contract briefly after death.
Yeah, after death. Yeah.
That is weird to think about. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next one. Two more here. A group of jellyfish is called a smack.
Oh, crap. I do know what they're called. I just can't remember this. This is like because I write a lot of trivia for different chapters of my life. And I will tell you, this is trivia gold is a group of whatever animals are called whatever.
You can have these afterwards for your trivia night.
Jellyfish are called smack. I'm going to go crew. That's another true one.
You are correct.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Oh, my God.
They're also called a bloom or a swarm, depending on like context.
Okay. All right. Can I go four
for
four?
All right, last one. A Jiffy Pop container. We're playing crew or false here on 94.5 PST. A Jiffy Pop container was the first microwave popcorn.
Jiffy Pop. First microwave.
Can you picture
popcorn?
Those? Yeah. The handle.
I'm going to say false because I bet it was Orville Redenbacher.
You are correct. It is false. Jiffy Pop was designed for like stovetops, obviously. Yeah. You know, the handle and the thing, not microwaves. So.
And I bet the first microwave popcorn was probably Orville Redenbacher.
What was it?
It was like a General Mills version of it.
But you did good, Joe. You did really.
Four for four.
Use these for your trivia night.